Hey, this is Johnny Damon, your favorite caveman from the 2004 World Champion Boston Red Sox. You're listening to Boston's Big Three Podcast, presented by Ride the Wave Media.
Welcome back to Boston's Big Three, episode 93, presented by Ride the Wave Media, featuring myself, Brandon Watabe, the Spike King, and the long-awaited return, Penn State's favorite Barstool employee, Tyler Miller, back from a little sabbatical over the holiday break. But
I got busted with the PED suspension.
He's PED suspension. He's back full force, passed his drug test, passed his pee test. We are good to go. So thanks for opening the show, Johnny Damon. He's in the news again, not for the right reasons. Babs, could you elaborate?
Johnny Damon with a little DUI last week at some point, absolutely sloshed. There was a video that surfaced, I think the night before, like, or the day of or whatever, just absolutely wrecked. And if you listen back to the intro again, just scroll right back and listen to it. I think he was probably a little under the influence when he read that off too.
He said,
so
hey.
if you want Johnny Damon to just slur his words and just, you know, be the drunk love and fun caveman that he is, just hit him up, get a little cameo.
Well, how much did we pay for that cameo? Because if he's not upcharging,
no more than like
he's missing
bucks,
out on the moment,
right?
He has bail money to play, he has lawyer money to pay, he has court money to pay. He should be charging $100 to $200 cameos.
We got him pre DUI though, so yeah. I think it was like $35. I don't think it was that much.
What are your thoughts on Johnny Damon? Because he's one of those guys that was very good for the Red Sox, but then left for the Yankees.
Jacoby Ellsbury before Ellsbury.
I mean, he for the Yankees, though.
So it's just like the band of idiots, the beards and everything that, the caveman look. Johnny Damon didn't have an arm. He just didn't have an arm, but he was just fun loving kind of guy down to earth. And it just stabs you in the heart because, again, I talked about this on prior podcast that the rivals, like sports rivals, are dead. Like, they don't exist anymore. And for him to go from the Boston Red Sox, 2004 world champion, to go to the Yankees, clean shaven, clean cut, no more long hair, it hurt my childhood a lot. And he faded out. That's what he did. It is what it is.
Flew too close to the sun. But regardless, hope Johnny Damon gets the help he needs, and if that's something he's dealing with. But moving on, let's jump right into opening takes. Babs, start us off.
I have a set list here. Let me read this off. Give me some time to rant a little bit. If Jarrett Stidham isn't the guy and the Patriots still want a bridge guy, Jameis Winston needs to be on the Patriots' radar as we're 3 weeks away from the start of free agency. Every single quarterback is coming to New England. Whether you're re-signing Cam, whether you're trading for Marcus Mariota, whether you get the reunion of Jacoby Brissett, but Jameis Winston seriously needs to get a look at. And we have heard that Drew Brees might return next year. He still hasn't retired yet. He said he's going to make his decision soon.
Don't say it.
Jameis Winston, you people out there completely crapping on Jameis Winston. 2019, 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, a pass rating of 84.3.
Interceptions.
Yes, he had 30 interceptions. Okay, but guess what? That was the most touchdowns he thrown, the most yards in his career. In 2017 and 2018, he threw 19 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 19 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He averaged 14 and a half picks per season in four seasons, not counting 2019. Guess what? Last year, this past year that we were just in, 2020, only 7 quarterbacks threw for single-digit interceptions, and 3 of those quarterbacks only played half a season. So I'm trying to tell you that if Jameis Winston,
I didn't throw 10.
It wasn't his physical abilities that limited him last year. It was his eyesight. He got LASIK eye surgery. It's not like his arm fell off like Cam Newton, which everyone wants to bring back. He's got no shoulder. He's got no throwing arm. I feel that with a year on the bench, his eyesight is better. If he has the right coaching staff around him, he could be successful. And I said this, on the radar, doesn't mean you sign him. He just needs to be looked at. And I want to say this before we move on. Jameis Winston did not only see his former team beat him in the playoffs, he saw them hoist the Lombardi Trophy 3 weeks later. That same squad that he was with the year before became Super Bowl champions. Do you think that's got to have a little fire under Jameis Winston to be like, I got pushed and exiled from Tampa Bay, and I got a backup role for a $1 million deal, and no one cares about me anymore after throwing for 5,000 yards and 33 touchdowns. Exiled. Jameis Winston, hot take, will be in the MVP conversation no matter what team he is on in the 2021 season.
That was a very long opening take.
I'd take Jameis in a heartbeat.
I'd take him. I mean, they had a blind quarterback and then won the Super Bowl with one that could see the next year. So,
and I'd rather have a guy that just takes risks. Like, this also, is so boring to watch this year.
Oh, that was bad.
Throw it is going to be
Tyler, you weren't even here for like the last half of the Patriots season.
Yeah, stinks.
So, still bad.
Just like the rest of the Pats fans out there. They just disappeared. They gave up.
That's fair. We what an anecdote. But Babs, I thought opening takes were supposed to be like nice, short, concise little things. That was a lot to say. Jameis Winston will be in the MVP conversation.
We're not going to be talking a lot of Patriots today, so I need to make sure that I really get that out there. It's going to be a lot of basketball later on.
Gotcha. Also, my opening take kind of revolves around that, but Jarrett Stidham's hanging out with Josh Allen. What's up with that? I'm just confused about what's going on. He's hanging out with Mark Sanchez, Jarrett Stidham out in California. I don't like that.
Guess whose house he was in?
Who?
Guess whose house they were in that picture?
Who?
Sam Darnold.
No.
Yes. Yes. I found it on Twitter. They were talking about it. Sam Darnold's house. They were with Sam in Sam Darnold's house. You have the Bills quarterback. You got a Patriots backup quarterback. And you got the Jets quarterback all hanging out together making pizzas.
Tom Brady would never.
You're going to say
never. Not my quarterback. That's the guy you're supporting, Babs? That's your quarterback? Not my quarterback.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
No.
He's trying to learn how to get better. That's it. He's trying to steal their playbooks.
I understand why he was hanging out with Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor Lawrence could make him a better quarterback. But those two.
Dude, when did he get the invite? Where's Tua?
Tua was probably there somewhere. Knowing now that's that Sam Darnold's house.
Actually, I believe last season it was Fitzpatrick. There is video of it. It's Fitzpatrick, Sam Darnold, and Josh Allen playing golf. I mean, they're all out there because they're with Jordan Palmer, and they're doing the quarterback camp together.
Nah, not my quarterback.
Tyler Miller's boy out there. Pat Freiermuth's out there too with them. Trevor Lawrence and all those guys.
Tyler, your opening take.
All right, opening take. I didn't know what this really was, so this is going to go off the top. This is going to be my post-Super Bowl thoughts real quick. If you're a Patriots fan and you hate the fact that Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, take a hike. Literally, like, this is – he earned a Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl. This is it. Like, he beat Mahomes. If you're this mad about Brady winning, just imagine if Mahomes won and all the annoying stuff that we'd have to hear about how Mahomes is better than Brady in about 5 to 10 years or whatever. Like, he beat him. He beat him in the whatever it is, the Super Bowl. Now, just like the people who are mad this year that Brady left the Patriots and they won without him, and they're like, oh, it doesn't matter, like, blah, blah, blah. You would want him to win this Super Bowl. So when this argument comes later between Mahomes and Brady, you don't care in 5 years that he won with Tampa Bay. Nobody's going to look back on this Tampa Bay Super Bowl, be like the Bucs or a Super Bowl champion. And like, that was when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl. That's the storyline. So at the end of the day, it's a good thing for the Patriots, not the Patriots, but Patriots fans everywhere, although it might not seem so now, a Patriots fan everywhere, as soon as the media, because every media for every sport ever tries to make up stories, and the media is going to run with this Mahomes-Brady story, and this was the one win that Brady needed desperately in like the last couple of years of his career. So if you're a Pats fan and you hate that Brady won, you can't do anything to change it, so leave it alone.
Tom Brady's only lost to two quarterbacks in the NFC. That's kind of crazy in the playoffs. And they're both, all three are Super Bowls, which is bananas. But moving on to our actual show topics. Minutes ago, literal minutes ago, we all had our eyes locked on Mavericks, Celtics, and got our hearts broken in the final minute. Final 0.1 second when Luka hit two step back threes. We did not appreciate that. It was a okay game from the starters, but not so good game from the bench. The Celtics starters combined for 60 plus points between Kemba, Jason and Jaylen, who are both now all-stars, which we'll get into, but Luka Doncic sunk the Celtics, and we're here to talk about it. We're not having a good time right now. Celtics fans everywhere, not having a great time. I hear
a
lot
of... Is it time to give up on the season?
Hold on.
They're the fourth seed.
Hold on. Time
out. Oh, yeah, Tyler, you weren't here for this. Babs is convinced... He's convinced that the Celtics should tank. You need to...
For what reason? For what reason are we tanking?
There's no reason. He's just saying it.
No. Not even that.
This team isn't good enough to win a championship.
Okay, yes. Correct. I agree. This team is nowhere near enough to win a championship. But what does tanking do? It gets us another high draft pick for another high prospect.
And wastes a year of talent.
We're going to have the homegrown talent. This is the year you got to trade. And like I said before, like in our text chat, there's only one person I'm entertaining a trade for. Do I think this will happen? No. Do I want this to happen desperately? Yes. I don't know how it'll work. I was trying to use the trade machine. That trade machine on the internet, very hard to understand. I don't understand how to use that at all. But anyways, if for somehow, some way, because there was rumors on the internet like a month ago, but if this can come true, because there's a month until the deadline, if Karl Anthony Towns is not in the Boston Celtics, and I will give up almost anyone other than Tatum and Brown for Towns, and you build around Jaylen, you build around Tatum, and you build around Towns. You do what every vet team or every star team does. You get your big three, you get your three-star players, and then you sign the veteran minimums. You sign the people who can shoot an open jump shot, and then you sign just random anybody's vet minimum deals. This, like, Karl Anthony Towns is the most slept-on player in the entire NBA. That's because he's been rotting in Minnesota. He is shooting, like, I think he was shooting, like, 40% from three his second year in the career, like, his league. He's obviously dealt with injury lately, but you're not going to get any press. You're not going to get any shine in Minnesota. And the only thing that people are going to remember him is when he's
too soft. He's not built for Boston.
I think he comes to Boston. I think that changes. People don't know enough about Karl Anthony Towns, but that is crazy.
We saw him in the March Madness run. That's almost 5 years ago, 6 years ago now.
And he's gotten substantially better. Karl Anthony Towns is one of the best big men in the league, but nobody knows about him because, like, they just sleep on him because Gobert is a thing now. Or because Embiid and Bam is a
Jokic.
Thing. Or because Jokic is a thing. Karl Anthony Towns, he's just not having any teammates ever, and he's crazy, like, talented. He's insane at basketball. I'd blow it up. I'd get Towns. I'd get Smart. I mean, I get Towns, Brown, and Tatum. You build around that, and I love what they do.
I'm gonna shut that one down. I'm just going to veto that trade here right now. I said it earlier. Karl Anthony Towns is soft. I think, like, he will never live down. It's the meme you see online. I probably see it twice, two, three, four times a week, where it's Karl Anthony Towns trying to post up Boogie Cousins, and Boogie's just standing there, brick wall. He's not going to live that down, and I think
that's the reason that we're not signing a generational talent. Then I don't
know. No. I'm not saying that's going to be the main reason. I'm saying that's in the embodiment of what his career's been thus far since he's left college. Like, yes, he was a great player in college with that undefeated run to win a title. But when you look at Karl Anthony Towns where he is now, he does fit kind of the mold of that. Like, I'd say top three, like, stretch fives in the league. When you talked about Jokic and Embiid, I think he's one of those types because he can shoot the outside shots, but he's not going to be one of those guys that comes in and immediately makes the Boston Celtics a title contender, especially if you're trading all the young pieces that the Celtics have right now. I think the guys that they have at the bottom of the bench, there's rookies that have come in the last 2 years, especially all the guards. When you look at Waters and Langford and Carson Edwards, these are guys are all trade pieces. Even guys like Semi Ojeleye, these are trade pieces that are likely going to be going. A team that wants to have some sort of depth, some team that doesn't have young guard talent right now, that's going to be the team that may look at these guys and may be willing to offer a trade. But no one's going to want to trade for these guys at the bottom of the bench if they're not getting something in return, like maybe a Robert Williams, who has a lot of upside right now. And I don't think you want to trade that away right now for a guy like Towns. I'm not even sure he's going to be available too.
He signed the contract, but they've been shopping him. He did sign that extension a couple years ago, but like he's everything that every Celtics fan complains about, that we don't have a rebounding big, or we don't have a guy.
We got a great rebounding big right now.
Okay, then where are they been? We're getting
Tristan Thompson has started almost every game.
But do you think Tristan Thompson is better than Karl-Anthony Towns?
I think he's a better rebounder.
He's averaged 12 his whole career.
I'll argue that.
Towns has simply just gotten more rebounds and gotten more points, and he's shot 40% from three his past five seasons, and he's played seven. And this
I don't think that's the guy that's going to answer the problems. The Celtics are missing an all-star talent. I think it's more of like a glue guy, something like that, especially with the loss of Marcus Smart. You're not seeing the Celtics at their full strength. Babs talked about this the last few weeks.
But this also,
Celtics aren't healthy.
Like, can we go down to the Celtics roster? Kemba, not good anymore. I don't care.
I'm
out on Kemba. I'm very much out on Kemba.
He scored 21 tonight.
And in a loss. And he scored like three.
He was clutch for the Celtics.
Okay. He had a 4-point play.
Correct.
The Celtics scored 7 points on the back-to-back possession.
He hits two shots. He hits two shots, and we're going to forget about the past five games when he can't hit water if he fell out of a boat. I'm out on Kemba.
We haven't talked about that part yet. But
I'm toast on Kemba. Like, Kemba's been nothing but disappointing ever since he's gotten back. And I'm normally very high on the Celtics. Kemba, he can pack his bags if we get something good in return. I'm not going to ship him around for nobody. But I'd trade Kemba in a heartbeat. Grant Williams, I despise him. He can get out of here.
Grant Williams can go.
Somebody can get out of here. Kemba's got to stay. Tice, Naismith, Langford, Green.
Semi Ojeley, calm down.
He can get out of there too.
Semi's BB3 alumni.
And you can't do that to the alumni.
But you know what? People don't like if a big trade's coming, we're either losing Pritchard, we're either losing Robert Williams, and then maybe Kemba.
I don't think that happens because of the upside.
Yeah, but I'm so tired of waiting on the upside every single play. Like, this is why tanking does literally nothing. If we get another high draft
pick. Rob Williams does the same thing.
What?
When you tank,
Robert Williams,
you're still looking for upside.
Are good young NBA players. How much upside are we waiting for? I don't think Peyton Pritchard is going to be the Steve Nash of the world. I don't think that Rob Williams. I think Robert Williams, and I said this the day he was drafted, is Clint Capella. I'll take him.
And that works.
But if I can trade him for a monster of a human, like Karl-Anthony Towns is good. Also, big men leave Minnesota and immediately get a ring.
That's fair.
KG.
Kevin Love. KG. Yep.
You're telling me that this isn't going to work?
Got my gears turning now.
Who's the best player that Kat has played with his career?
D-Love.
Guess how many games he's played together? Six. Six in their entire
Wait,
time.
Really?
They've each been hurt. Yeah, they don't play together. Do you think anyone in Minnesota knows what they're doing? Karl-Anthony Towns is rotting in Minnesota. He can come.
Freezing.
And, like, his defense vastly improved. People aren't going to give him credit for that, but it has. Just because his block numbers or anything. Like, I paid attention to him. I bought a Towns jersey the day he was drafted. I'm a Towns stan. And if you pair him with Jalen and Brown, this is literally just three people the same size who do the same thing. And that works.
There should be zero hate on what you're trying to put out there. I completely get where your side is coming from, right? Yeah. You want to put this massive big three together, get the veterans, let's go. You're gambling your organization by doing that. And here's the thing. We can't predict injuries. We can't predict if a player comes here and they don't do well. I think Jason Tatum is just not a leader, nor is he ready to take that role. And if you get Karl-Anthony Towns here and you have Tatum and you have Brown, there's still all three of those guys are soft. They won't be able to lead. They all won't right, be able to lead
oh,
as a unit
Pump the brakes,
together.
Pump the brakes, pump the brakes.
I'm not going to give Jalen Brown soft. Jalen Brown's the best player in the Celtics.
I won't know. He has to. Marcus Smart's been out and this team suffers. This team suffers. It lacks leadership. Give it to somebody. Somebody
one of the
take it and run with it. And no one's doing that.
Well, do you realize that, like, everyone, like this is why I'm not obviously totally out, like, blow up the team yet. Because you see guys like Naismith, you see guys like Pritchard, like Waiters, like Edwards getting crazy minutes. That's because the trade deadline's in a month. You're not going to trade for a guy that hasn't played in it forever. Like, they have to get time. I'm not saying this is the reason we're losing games, but it's frustrating when you see Teague out there. Teague stinks, too.
Teague sucks. Teague can agree there.
Whatever he wants. I don't know. A move has to happen. You have to get a big three. It's literally what every team does.
So why not make that move in the offseason? Why does it need to be now? Why can't you just do it later?
Because if you do it now, then who, like, what are we waiting for? There's, let's check.
The it might be like an assessing the talent situation. Like Tyler's been talking also, about, like, you want to look at the upside has of to be these. Used
this year. So a trade is coming. Like, you can't save it.
Next right.
Year.
You can't sit on that thing. That's a good point.
Like, people don't understand. A huge trade is coming. And, like, I think it's more likely could be Towns than people are giving it credit for.
Tyler, do you think it's more likely that one guy that costs $29 million a year comes or two guys worth maybe like $10 million a year come to Boston?
If those two guys that worth 10 include Harrison Barnes or like
Harrison's like 22, I think.
Yeah. Or any like scrub people like that. Like, I don't want people who were past their primes. Karl Anthony Towns is still 23 years old, 24 years old, whatever he is. Like, and if we get Drummond or we get Billy Griffin, I'm going to lose my mind because
that would be
a waste of money. That's so stupid. All right. There's three people I started that I want to get in free agency. Cat, Bradley Beal. I don't know how any of these are
not happening.
I don't think Beal happens at all.
Did you say in free agency?
No. A trade.
Okay.
Cat, Beal, LaVine. You can get any of those done. I'll be happy.
This can't happen.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Who I think that we're going to go after is Aaron Gordon, Vucevic, or whatever.
I would be big fan if either of those guys came to Boston.
Or big Porzingis. Fan.
Porzingis won't.
I don't think Porzingis leaves this trade deadline. He's just always rumored. But like, I just threw him in there.
But I would be high on getting some of those Magic players, though. That's a great one. If you could get a guy like Vucevic, now that's a guy that's not soft and plays the exact same way as Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, but Karl Anthony Towns is so much better. Like, Karl Anthony Towns, when his career is all said and done, he's going to be like walking into the Hall of Fame. And I don't think people are understanding
this. Has Vucevic been an all-star the last 2 years? Because Karl Anthony Towns hasn't.
Because he been hurt last year, and he's a center in the West. So you immediately
Vucevic
go,
just got named hurt. To the All-Star team.
What was his injury?
Being soft.
Broke his wrist. People have been calling Towns soft, which was true. I'm not saying he wasn't soft.
Was true. Is
all
true.
I'm saying, that was when he was 18 in a league filled with grown men.
How old is he now?
You're telling me that in 6 years that you haven't gotten less soft to the world? You're telling me in 6 years that all you do, and especially with all this COVID stuff, has unfortunately like affected his family and crazy stuff?
That's fair.
Also, hold on. This kind of just clicked on my head. If we trade Towns, we have to trade Tristan Thompson because Towns is dating Jordan Woods. Tristan Thompson cheated on Chloe with Jordan Woods. All right. Towns coming to Boston. Today's February, what is it, 23rd? I'm calling it now. And then you can make a graphic from when you see, like, whatever. when we do trade him, we're probably going to have to get rid of Marcus Smart. And I haven't really accepted it yet. But, hey, this is all working perfectly in my head. And when this happens, I want to be told I'm right.
We'll credit you if it happens in a known universe that we don't know about. But it's not happening in this one that we're currently in. But there is a trade coming. But moving on to some fun basketball.
Wait. Tyler, because you haven't been here for a while. Do you think that the lack of having home games at the Garden with like a full-on fan base hurts them?
Totally.
Yeah. Like, this is like
that's my whole point.
Like
the bubble,
how you saw like the season just a walk. Duncan Robinson. Yeah, like the whole Heat team stinks this year. And that's because
you'll have to see it.
Back to normal, back to everything. But even like home field event or home court advantages, especially in a game that requires probably the biggest like athletes with the biggest egos or whatever ball is like, type people have really leaned into it. Like, those are the people that need the fans. And like, those are the people that you see one shot go, it gets loud, and you get another shot going, you get a third shot going. Like, you need that.
And I can speak for this. I've been to a few games this year. The home team wins if they have fans. I've been to two games, three games. Mavs have fans. I almost went to that game. I'm happy I didn't. New Orleans the night before, they have fans. Happy I didn't go to that one. Because the Celtics keep losing these heartbreakers. And that's what I said last week. The fans in the stands, it's like a 4 or 5 point swing. That's some emotion. That's energy. That's getting pumped out from the crowd, not the players. The players don't have to generate that themselves. Like, that is a legit thing, and that is an advantage. Even the Jazz game a few weeks ago, that one was electric. But it didn't go the Celtics' way because the fans were not the Celtics fans. It was the Jazz fans, and that crowd was buzzing. But Celtics bipolar 2-5 and 2-5.
I know I'm gonna get waxed because all these people are morons, but make a poll to see if you would want, not all these people are morons. I'm fired up.
Make
a poll to see if people would want Towns on the Celtics or not.
Towns or Vucevic. I guarantee you people Vucevic, more people would vote Vucevic. Vucevic.
Oh my god. If it's Vucevic, I want every single person to tell me why. Face to face. Because I will fight for an hour on that, and I'll record it on.
Because he sounds like a name. Like, I don't think Danny Ainge is going to go after a name. I think he's going to trade for a guy that 30% of Celtics fans know who he is. Have
Thompson and Teague be, and then they got dollar store versions of the dollar store.
Like, I'm convinced, like, half of the Celtics fans didn't know who Jeff Teague was when we signed him, and now they all know who he is and hate him and are ready to see him go. But Celtics 2-5 in their last seven games. Hopefully they can bounce back. All-Star Week is coming. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, both named to the All-Star team. Jaylen Brown for the very first time, Jason Tatum for the second consecutive year. I feel like, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think Jaylen Brown was snubbed?
Jaylen Brown's an All-Star, right?
From starting.
No, I mean, next step, I mean, there's going to be one Celtics player that's all NBA and it's not going to be Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown's going to be first, like, third you team all NBA.
Are you excited for All-Star Weekend coming up? It's all on one day.
I have no idea what to expect from it, but I'm still going to watch. Like, every year, people will be like, oh, the dunk contest is tonight. The dunk contest stinks. And everybody's glued to their TV
watching the dunk contest. That's so, what's going to be interesting about it this year is it's all in one day.
Yeah, I was going to say, the intrigue about this year is what is it going to look like? So,
he's going to be on for 6 hours that day.
Are they doing the thing I saw they were going to try to do the three-point contest and the dunk contest of halftime?
I think they're doing – I want to say they're doing one before the game, and then I know the dunk contest for a fact is during halftime. And maybe the skills challenge or something at the end because no one watches that. Something like that. It's going to be broken up. It's not all going to be halftime because that halftime would be 2 hours long.
Where is the All-Star game?
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. Yeah. Not going to be good for the NBA. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen that day, the next day, the next week. Something's going to happen coming off that All-Star game.
What's going to happen, Babs?
I don't know. Speak it into existence. COVID outbreak, injury. Something's going to happen where one of these players, like LeBron's going to come up and be like, told you, we shouldn't have the All-Star game.
Could you imagine if there was a COVID outbreak during the All-Star game and all these players couldn't play for 2 weeks? All these All-Stars from East and West, that would be brutal for the NBA. But I am still a little surprised that the game is happening in the first place, even after LeBron's like, yeah, we probably shouldn't have an All-Star game this year. And all the players backed him up in it.
There will be players out there, but
yeah.
It's Atlanta. Yeah. It's Atlanta.
It's not going
to
be anyone.
But Jaylen Brown's excited to be an All-Star. That's all I know.
The JV All-Star.
It's going to be fun. I think there's probably going to be a few guys that opt out.
It's still going to work out in his career.
I would definitely expect a few guys to opt out, and you see a few extra reserves names. I'm not sure if any of the guys are injured right now, but I'm shocked that Devin Booker is not an All-Star this year. I think he was the biggest snub of them all, for guys that were left off the roster. And I think there's probably going to be I'm just convinced there's going to be some people that are going to want the actual week off from playing basketball. And really enjoy kind of a little break of the season. Cause it is the halfway point and these guys really haven't had a long time off. They've been back. They've been playing 3-4 games a week and they need some time off. But that's my expectations. But moving on, we can do a little something fun today. We are going to draft a starting lineup of basketball players, a basketball team of only cartoon characters. Animated, regardless, anything. Guys you've seen on TV when you were a kid, guys you've never heard of, the reserves. It's going to be fun.
All right. We got to set some boundaries.
Yeah, you got to explain it a little better, Tyler.
Two guards, two forwards, and a center.
Yep.
You can put them anywhere you want, but you have to have two guards, two forwards, and center.
I love it.
All right.
How are we drafting? Right, Tyler going first overall? I think Tyler should go third.
This is going to be electric radio. I'm going to count down from three. Everyone throw up a one or two. Three, two, one. Bad first pick.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, no, me and Brandon. This is unreal radio. All right, me and Brandon, rock, paper,
scissors. One, two, three, shoe. One, ready? Two, three, shoe. Damn.
Oh, both paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right. Yeah. I'll go back to Zach.
All right. I got to pull up my list. Babs, your first overall pick.
First overall pick. This is actually 20-man tough.
Draft board for this.
This is tough because I hope when it comes around, is this a snake? Is it? Do I have to wait to get back-to-back picks? Or is
yeah,
it just...
so Tyler's going to have back-to-back picks.
What the fuck is that? I don't want the snake first draft.
It's one, two, three.
You're not trading that first.
Three, two, one. So you get back-to-back picks on the
That's bullshit. Second pick. That's bullshit.
Hey, man, you're the one that threw up a two.
My strategy.
All don't throw a two up next
first
time.
First overall pick is Bugs Bunny. You need to get Bugs Bunny on your team.
That's one off my
he's
board.
He's a complete all-star in Space Jam. And he's making his return again with LeBron James.
Comeback season.
So I put him at the guard position.
All right. My first pick is Wizard Kelly from the Proud Family. Former NBA player. You've never seen his face. But you're going to be yamming. He's coming back.
All right. I'm building my
that's my court, five.
I'm building my backcourt real quick. I'm picking Bart Simpson first, the most maniacal human being and maybe cartoon history. And you're telling me he's going to be my Pat Bev type player. I'm not expecting to hit a lot of shots, but he's going to be scrappy. He's going to get
gonna be an energy guy.
It's going to be a wash, but I'm picking Bart Simpson. And then the flip end, I'm going to pick Stewie. That's an unreal backcourt 1-2 combo. The two powerhouse children.
Too little.
Of the-
too little. Too little.
Oh, is this tall?
Oh, hey, buddy, wait till you see my front court. It won't matter. Stewie Griffin brings guns. Bart Simpson brings slingshot. Our backcourt is scrappy. We know what we're doing. And like we said, we have the best crossovers in the game when we do the Simpsons Family Guy crossover. So we're chilling. My backcourt is built off the rip.
Speaking of crossovers, one of my guards, little bit of an oddball, but I've got some magic on my side. I'm picking Cosmo from the Fairly Odd Parents. He can do it all, and then some. Things you've never seen before. He's probably got a gnarly crossover. He's the size of a basketball, so who knows what he's going to use with that advantage.
So you guys want to go smaller, going Stewie Griffin, your own Cosmo. I'm actually going
to
go with
Cosmo can be as tall as you want him to be.
I'm going with someone else. That's true. He can morph into different things. Pablo Sanchez.
Yeah.
Backyard baseball. That guy is—he's the goat of all.
He's an athlete.
Sports. He's the goat.
That's like anything. Mookie Betts. He just plays everything. He can do it all.
I got Pablo Sanchez. So
can we draft the six man?
Yeah, we could do a six man. We could do someone off the bench. I like that. So let me put Pablo down here. So for a forward, I want some beef on my team. You know me, I like the big guys. I want Dredrick Tatum. From the Simpsons. He's the heavyweight champion. That guy is absolutely beast. He doesn't need to shoot the ball. Just put him down under the rim. Get me some rebounds. I want Dredrick Tatum.
Ooh, you got a second pick too.
No, I just did two. Pablo Sanchez
Pablo.
And Dredrick Tatum.
Okay. Let's see. I've got a very short draft board, but I'm going to go with Maui from Moana. I'm going to move Wiz to my four. It's going to be one of my forwards. Maui is going to be my five. Lock down the paint.
All right. I get started to build my front court at center. I'm picking Reptar from Rugrats. the large, literal dinosaur that shoots fire. And that's going to make up for my height at the back court.
This advantage, he's got small arms, just saying.
He can have 1-inch arms. It doesn't matter when you're 17 feet tall. He's there for strictly defense, maybe some rebounds. I'm picking Reptar. He's my lockdown center. And then just build my front court. I'm going between two guys right now.
I had Reptar.
Right, he's playing my three. He's playing my three. I'm picking Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. Maybe the smartest, most evil person on the planet. You're telling me he can't. He
that'll cancel out my Cosmo.
In the world, I'm pretty sure he knows how to put a ball in a hoop a couple times.
That'll
plus,
cancel.
He's
that'll
like
cancel
every
Cosmo
quantum
out.
Physic. I'm picking Rick.
That's just straight physics. All right, my pick. Probably put him at the forward spot. There's a great, great Photoshop of him. It honestly, it might not be a Photoshop. Like this is a legit character. I'm going at the second forward spot, Woody from Toy Story, because he can throw down and he got bounce. A little shorter, though.
He has great catchdown speed as Toy Story.
I don't know if I want to say this one because it's kind of cheating. It's kind of cheating to do it, but I'm going to have to do it. I mean, I want my center to be, his name is, I had to look this up, Pound. and he's one of the Monstar guys.
Monstars. Which
in Space Jam, he went 16 for 16 for 37 points and 6 steals. Just putting the little stats out there for
Pound. But people know it. He could be the Joe Johnson of the of this imaginary league. He just gets buckets, but not a lot of kids know him. No.
You don't know what he looks like. You don't know what his voice sounds like. He's doesn't do interviews, kind of like that.
I'm going to go a little bit small here, though, for the other forward position. Gerald Johansson from Hey Arnold. Gerald is always ready to ball. You know he is. Always has the ball in his hands. Wears 33. He already has the jersey ready to go. Go Gerald Johansson.
So that was your...
We're doing six-man too, right?
We're having a six-man, okay. Yeah.
All right, so my next pick, I'm going to kind of... You know the Morris twins. We're gonna kind of have something along that line, but it's more of a relationship. So I'm going Lola Bunny to match Babs Bugs Bunny.
The kryptonite.
Cancel each other out.
All right, there's two ways I can go with this. I can either pick my back to back. All right, so there's a couple people that I still have here, and I know I'm gonna. All right, for my four, I'm picking Taz the Tasmanian Devil. Strictly, that's all energy. That's just hitting the board. That's a glue guy like we're talking about. He doesn't speak a lick of English, but he knows how to play basketball.
He's the modern day dudes.
He's the modern day Dennis Rodman. All right, so I'm choosing between 4 to 5 at least for my sixth man, but I'm going to have to go Aang, the Avatar from Avatar. I have the literal Avatar. So before people set their vote in, let me just read my team real quick. I got Bart Simpson, Stewie Griffin, Rick Sanchez, Taz, Reptar, and Aang. Who is losing to that team?
That is a great lineup. All right, let's see. So do I have two picks now?
Do you have five and a
six? No, you should have one.
Did I forget one along the way? All right, I'll just choose one or whatever. Let's see. My last one is going to be Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
He's on my draft board.
Because when you throw a ball up, dude could be sitting on the backboard just waiting for it. Like, he's just tapping everything in. And it's like one of those, you ever seen those Instagram videos of like the science dudes just create a backboard where if a ball hits it, it's like sciencey and it will never miss? Something like that. That's what I'm going for with Stitch. So my lineup, the two guards, we got Cosmo and Stitch. The forwards, we got Wizard Kelly and Woody. And then my center, Maui.
You also have Lola Bunny.
And Lola Bunny.
And Lola Bunny. That's what you...
Man, there it is. That's good stuff.
I didn't know we were going to do a six-man. And I look at a six-man as he's going to be on the bench. They're going to be on the bench. They need to, like, pick the team up here and there. I just want to have some notables that I had on my list here. Larry the Lobster.
I have plenty of honorable mentions.
Great. The Tick. Stew Pickles. Otto Rocket. But John Redcorn. You like Hank King of the Hill. I am going to go with Skeeter from Doug. Skeeter, the funny man. He's a little clumsy. But I think that he'd be the perfect sixth man for this team. So I have Bugs Bunny, Pablo Sanchez, Dredrick Tatum, Gerald Johansson, Pound, and Skeeter.
These are some great lineups.
All right.
My team obviously gets the first round.
My honorable mentions can make all-star teams. I had Jerry the Mouse. I had Elmer Fudd. I had Larry the Lobster. I had Schnitzel from Chowder. I had Death from Family Guy. Fred Flintstone. Popeye. Perry the Platypus. Fred from Scooby-Doo. Krusty the Clown. Scooby-Doo. Danny Phantom and Jimmy Neutron.
Danny Phantom was on my draft board.
I have a lot of free agents I could pick up. But
I mean, dudes that can fly, I feel like that would just be unfair.
Yeah. Kept them off the team. I signed the Avatar.
Yeah, I passed on Danny Phantom and, what's this dude's name? The Crimson Chin.
Yeah.
But that was fun. I enjoyed that. I'll definitely put a little lineup card together, see who
picks the team that's winning it all.
Exactly. We got to put these teams against each other. We got to put them in 2K and see what happens. Patrick Starr would have been a good one. He's in 2K, right?
See, I was thinking Patrick Starr. He's just too lazy. I can't help it.
He's going to take plays off.
I do have a drunk on my team. That drunk is the most extraordinary human being in the entire world.
Who knows? Michael Vrij. Everybody will be picking their their five starting lineup from cartoon characters.
I think that's good. I know. I'll throw it on Twitter. I got to throw it on Twitter. Try to get it out there. I think it's fucking funny. Yeah.
Speaking of viral moments, moving on a little bit. Cam Newton went viral for the wrong and right reason. Because he had a comeback that was pretty good too-ish. He had a comeback video.
His comeback was, where's your dad?
Like, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, no, not that. He like released his own. Yeah.
But the fact that people are always just going to remember, where's your dad?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough spot. What are you going to do? Yell at an 11-year-old at your own camp?
Yeah. Whatever. But if you guys don't know what we're talking about, a video went viral this week of a camper, a football camper at one of Cam Newton's camps. Looked like a flat tackle. I couldn't tell what it was. But camper starts heckling Cam Newton, saying, you're a free agent. You suck. And Cam just responds, I'm rich. Babs, your thoughts on the man that only made less than $1 million with the Patriots last year?
Made a little bit more than that because of his incentives.
Oh, did he meet some? I didn't know that.
I mean, when you got so rattled by a 14-year-old kid who's a nobody, he's a 14-year-old kid, and the first thing out of your mouth was, I'm rich. That doesn't and here's the thing. All of Twitter, all of the internet, they come to his defense. What a professional Cam Newton is. The way he handled that. I'm rich. Where's your dad?
Fair. Could have smacked the kid.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? That's not professional. You just stoop to that kid's level. You're just giving it right back into him. You're giving him what he wants. You're a professional athlete. That's not professional. I cannot believe people do not see through Cam Newton's big ass ego that he has. And I know about big ass egos. He has it. The fact that he said, I'm rich. Like, who gives a shit, dude? Don't feed into that kid. You could have handled it way more professional. This is why I don't want Cam Newton back on the New England Patriots. Talking about viral videos, this guy goes on Brandon Marshall's podcast. He's begging for a job. Would I love to be playing for the Patriots? Hell yeah, I would. Hell yeah. Hey, I'm better than 32 other quarterbacks out there.
I'd say the same thing if I got off. Like, what if the Patriots came to me and like, hey, you want to play for us? Hell yeah.
I think between that viral video and him going on this podcast, Bill Belichick, I've said this. If you fucking bring this guy back in, Cam Newton, and they don't make the playoffs and he sucks again, he deserves to be fired.
Bill
deserves to be fired.
Sound like WEI.
That's a hot take. I don't know.
Sorry. I mean, I wouldn't go that far. But Jameis take in the beginning, the gears have been turning. I really do want Jameis Winston now.
I would be so okay with Jameis because he's a walking meme. He's funny, man.
Here's the thing. We supported Cam. You made the posters. We made the merch. We supported him, and it didn't work out. So we shouldn't even be entertaining the idea of him coming back. I'd rather have another year. I'd rather go with Marcus Mariota, see what he has, and go through another 7-9 year. Because guess what? We saw what he has. We know that Cam Newton's not getting any better. If anything, he's going to get worse. Like, I just don't want to go through a season of Cam Newton. And the fact that with Cam Newton's, what he has behind him, being an MVP, he has all these stands from fucking Carolina that follow him, that want to support him, that blindly support him. Like, I blindly support Jared Stidham. But the fact is, there's only one of me and millions of other people. It's bad. Cam Newton cannot accept failure. Cam Newton cannot be held accountable. That's the thing. He cannot be held accountable for his actions. It's always a finger pointing, or I'll try better, or tries to pump himself up. It's banana land. Get rid of him. I don't want to see him ever again in New England Patriot uniform.
I would love to. Cause I got his jersey for like 50% off, so it's always a good thing.
Yeah, no chance Cam comes back. If he does come back, I'd be very shocked.
I would. It's a weird middle ground for me because like I'd be a little surprised considering the poor season he had, but it also wouldn't surprise me because that'd be a very Belichick move, bring back a guy on a very small contract until you find the next guy. Because Jared Stidham's not that guy. But
I just can't picture if Cam Newton comes into camp again and cool. Like, I give him the benefit of the doubt. He got signed in June. Like, I understand it. Like, I completely get it. And he looked great the first three games. Oh, he got COVID. Like, and he started sucking after that. I get you're making these excuses here and there, but he blatantly didn't get better.
Yeah.
Jim Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub. You want to call me WEI? We'll talk 98.5 The Sports Hub. He even said it Lamar Jackson got COVID during the season. He got better. He got better after it. They got won a playoff game. Cam Newton did not get better at all in the season. At all. Yeah. And what sucks even more is that week 17, they open up the playbook and he looked great. It's like, where was that consistently the entire year?
He got better between week one and two.
We talk about lacking leadership. Cam Newton lacks leadership. He doesn't have about it. That. He's a locker room guy.
He was named a captain the first year.
He's your buddy. He's your buddy. Hey, what's up? What's going on, buddy? Buddies, look at my crazy outfits. He's not a leader for that team when they're down. When they're down and they need somebody with balls to fucking bring them back. He's not that guy.
Speaking of quarterbacks,
I'm not saying that Jared Stidham's the guy. I'm not saying any of this other stuff. You need to explore. There's other options that you can explore right now that would be better than Cam Newton. And you can do it in March, not in June. Yeah. You can do it in March.
Problem is there's less options right now because quarterbacks are going off the board. I know we talked about the Matt Stafford trade and overreacted to it a little bit, but Carson Wentz got traded this week or between our last show. So Carson Wentz off the board. He's going to the Indianapolis Colts. And then also Deshaun Watson said he would only decline his trade, no trade clause to the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Panthers. So none of those teams are the Patriots the last time I checked. So another guy that we all wanted off the board. I know I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan. Kind of bummed he's not going to be coming. But the guy whose name is still getting floated out there is, and we've seen kind of some costs about what it would take to get him out of his current situation, Russell Wilson, who on Twitter and the talking people on TV started saying, take 3 first-round picks to get him out of Seattle with a starting player or two. So Patriots aren't very good at drafting in the first round from what we've seen the last few years. So I'm looking at it this way. If you wanted to trade 3 of our last first round picks, I'd do that on a heartbeat. I think any Pats fan in their right mind, if you look at who those 3 guys are, would do that immediately. If who is that? Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, and
N'Keal Harry.
Like, you look at those 3 guys. Would you consider trading that if you knew that was the guy that Bill Belichick was going to draft for a guy like Russell Wilson?
Well, you just lost the receiver there, and you have to take on Russell Wilson's salary. So then you have to go get him a receiver,
Pats
too.
Pats have salary cap.
So, yeah, but then you only have X amount. You also understand they still need to sign a starting center. They don't have a starting center. They lost. They're going to lose Joe Tooney. But there's just other problems that would come up with just getting him. Doesn't solve anything because,
but it's a name, it's a splash, it makes the Patriots
it's
relevant.
It's a splash
again.
And it's a way to get other, players to come to New England to go play with him. But I just think it's just going to cost too much, especially when you have the New England Patriots only offering the second rounder for Matt Stafford, and they don't really, they're just kicking the tires. Like,
there are 2 very different quarterbacks,
though.
Let me
say something, all these fucking journalists, all these people that get paid to be sports reporters, they don't fucking know anything. the reports that you read every day is just the same bullshit that's spewed out there. Jeff Howe comes out and says, well, the Pats are exploring all these, and they're exploring all the free agents. No shit, Sherlock. They're exploring every option available out there. They're just doing their due diligence. That's what Bill Belichick does. That's nothing new. That's not news, all right? It's mind-boggling. They're not going to get Russell Wilson. They're not going to get Deshaun Watson. They're not probably going to get Marcus Mariota. I think the Vegas Raiders are going to keep him, because if they're going to sign Carr, they're going to want an insurance policy behind them. And they'll take that money. They'll eat it for the year. 100%. They'll figure out their cap space elsewhere. I will say that you're right, and the options are somewhat limited, but there are going to be free agents out there. And those are the options you're going to have. And those free agents are better than Cam Newton.
Fair. I wouldn't disagree, but who knows? None of us know. It'll be a surprise. I really hope we know who the starting quarterback is before the season starts. I know we talked about this a few shows ago, but it is still a very big question mark.
I said this on my Instagram recently about how there's 3 keys that I see that needs to be done for the New England Patriots in March, like next month. This is what you got to do. Number 1, you got to settle your quarterback situation. And even if it's Cam Newton, right? You got to settle it. You got to let everybody know this is the quarterback we're going with. If it's Stidham, or you saying, hey, we're keeping Stidham, but we're going to draft. You need to have that out there now, because when you look at the second key, David Andrews. David Andrews wants to know who the hell his quarterback's going to be. He's not going to sign an extension with the New England Patriots with no quarterback on the team, or at least not some sort of insight to say, this is going to be the guy we're going with, or we're going to go with this guy in the draft. And then number 3, you need a quarterback decided in March so you can go sign the free agents that want to come here and play. So you're not going to get an Allen Robinson. You're not going to get all these wide receivers because it'd be like, well, who the fuck's your quarterback? We don't know who it is. Are you going to sign somebody in June? Like, what is going on? So you need those dominoes to really fall. And I'm telling you, Bill Belichick, we all praise him for this 4D chess. Oh, he always one step ahead. He's four steps ahead, five steps ahead. He makes one wrong move on this chessboard in this offseason. Checkmate. Done. The season's over. It don't even put them in any playoff contention.
I agree. Problem is,
we're not going to know anything until we know the quarterback.
Like, yeah, it's going to be a question mark for the next 4 months. The problem
but that's going to hurt them if they don't settle it in March. Then if you're a free agent, anybody, David Andrews, defense, offense, I don't care. And you look like, what the fuck's going on with their quarterback situation? Do I want to go into a 7-9 team? Because we saw that last year. Dude, it looks kind of similar.
Dudes do it every year. Dudes sign with the Jags every year.
And I said this. Now they have to pay people. So they're going to have to pay you to come here. They're going to have, instead of offering you $8 million, Brendan Watabe,
right,
normally, where your market value is 10, I'm going to have to offer you 11 to get here. Like, that's right. How it's going to end up being.
Yeah, because they're not like a playoff contender. They're not getting that added benefit Brady. Of being. Exactly.
And when Brady proved it,
that's a good point. I like that point. That
screws everybody over.
That's
they're
going
to have to pay for receivers. They're going to have to force you to come to New England.
Yeah, I do like that point a lot. I think it is becoming problematic with Bill. I know you've talked about this before with where he's wearing the coaching hat and the general manager hat. I think that's one of those things you're going to look at, kind of see if that's something that needs to be changed, if someone else is going to be in charge of who's bringing these players in versus the guy that's actually coaching them.
And when you back up and I say he deserves to be fired, here's the thing. If you fire him as a GM, he ain't going to stay as a head coach. Yeah. He's going to want both of it. That's Bill Belichick. So if you're going to fire him, you got to have to fire him completely. You got to get rid of him.
Well, speaking of hats, nice hat, Babs. Also, speaking of hats, David Pastrnak had another hat trick. We're talking Bruins on the show weekly now, I guess.
David Pastrnak is only 24 years old. 24 years old. 113 points, 59 goals in the last 82 games. He is your future Boston Bruins. And what I love...
He's going to face the Boston soon.
Quick little hits about the Bruins. I put my notes together. They got 24 points total. So they're about the third or fourth best team in the league. This chemistry on this team, oozing. You saw it at Lake Tahoe. You saw the sunglasses. You saw the...
Also, can we talk about that? That was an awesome... Like, there's just the spectacle of the Lake Tahoe game. That was awesome.
It's just too bad that the ice... Like, they had issues, and it was Saturday was a long, stretched-out day. The Bruins were supposed to play at 2, then 3, then 7:30. But it was something different. The NHL had to try it because there's no Winter Classic, and I get that. But this team came together. You scored 7 goals. National
against
TV,
a really good Flyers team.
So, like, this team has it. But I will say this. All this shit right now in hockey, it's all preseason. It means nothing. But the playoffs are going to be absolutely insane. Because you're beating up your own division like that. You're only playing the guys in your teams that are in your own little.
It has to.
Right?
Okay, you have to look at it this way. It is very eye opening. This Flyers team was the number one seed in the bubble. The Bruins haven't lost to them. They've played 5 times, won 3 times in regulation, 1 overtime, 1 shootout. They haven't lost. That Flyers team is, I think, 10-2, playing teams that other than the Bruins. And the Bruins have not lost to them. They're 0-5. It's a very great uplifting sign because that is a really good Philadelphia team. Tyler might know a little bit about this. Philadelphia? Hockey?
I know little to nothing about hockey. I just know that the Bruins always beat the Flyers because my roommates always bet on the Flyers whenever they play them.
Your roommates are losing a lot of money right now then. Don't bet against the Bruins, but the spectacle that was that Lake Tahoe game, you saw the camaraderie. Like, they're all wearing like their 80s like ski get up gear. That was so funny to watch. Yeah, Pastrnak's got those like
the
Vipers.
Like a photoshopped image, like with the background. Look like
it was stunning. Like even just to start the game, it was like sunset in the mountains, like snow on the mountains, the lake right there, sun's coming through the trees onto the ice. It's crazy. That was crazy.
So I hope the NHL learns from it and maybe something can carry forward to maybe next season. Even if there's fans, like, you don't want fans, but like just something that kind of has that setting. And I think that should open up to the NBA and do some street ball when it gets a little bit warmer out. They should move a game outside, especially if there's no fans allowed or limited.
I know the NCAA did that. I want to say it was almost 10 years ago where the aircraft carrier in San Diego, they had a game. That was one of the coolest things ever.
I don't know why I remember that.
I don't know why I remember that game. I don't remember watching it, but
Michigan State versus Duke. I don't know why I remember that exact game.
I think it was Michigan State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it was that was cool. Like they've done that in like they almost did an outdoor game in college two or three years ago. They do them at like Air Force bases and have it in like one big hangar and set up a court and everything. It's pretty cool, but just take the roof off and you got an outdoor game. Do it in the desert somewhere where you're not going to get like condensation or anything on the hardwood, but NBA should totally look into something like that. Like it won't be like pavement or anything, but the Bruins are hot. If they keep doing this, they're going to get airtime on our show. So go Bees. We can start moving into final thoughts. Babs, you're pointing at your head. Does that mean you have a final thought?
Sure. Tyler Miller, next month, fans are going to be allowed back into the TD Garden.
Most yeah! You made it.
Myself and GRD are going to be there. Like, we're going to – and I told him we have to be the first ones there. We were there at the last game. We have to be the first ones there.
So will you be wearing the same getup?
I'm asking you, Tyler, what do we do? Like, what do we wear? What should we do? What's going to catch people's eyes? What's going to go viral? What's going to get the cameras on us?
The same seats, the same outfit you wore to the last game.
No, because you can't do it twice. You could be – I really have no idea. I mean, everybody's going to be dressed over the top. So, you could just join that crowd, but that's not different. You can get those masks that have, like, it looks like your face is like out and like the mask is on your chin just to get a bunch of people mad, take videos of that and be like walking around.
That's a good one. That's a good, cause you have to wear a mask inside. So you have
a legit mask, but it just literally looks like a nose.
Yeah.
That could get some people mad and it could just be a good classic prank on the workers that are having to hawk people down. But I'm trying to think, put me on the spot. I'm not quite sure. That's what I got right now. I produced one good idea.
Should get a brown paper bag mask.
Oh
yeah,
and put it over your head when they lose again at home.
I might start the tankathon by the time we go over there. Celtics might be a couple games under 500. It could be seven games under 500 by the time I get in that garden.
Mm. When's that schedule? I need that schedule to come out. Adam Silver said it's coming out this week. So
there are only three or four games like out of having the number four overall pick in the lottery. Like they're that close right now.
No, just they're saying. Not.
Yes, they are. They are.
No, they're not.
They're not touching the top three teams, but in terms of lottery, they'd be like the fourth worst team with like they're four games out of it. I'm not joking. Look it up. Especially after tonight's loss.
No.
Yes, look it up right now. You have a computer. Look it up. I'm telling you. If you look at the standings, and look at the overall standings, they're not that far away from being the fourth worst team in the NBA. They're like four games away, maybe three and a half now with that loss.
No.
You're not right.
I am changing my mind. Look it up afterwards and know that I'm right.
Not changing my mind, but my final thought, there's some good videos I want to talk about, kind of go back on the Bruins, the David Pastrnak, his post-game interview. Teams have these songs that they use to push themselves to the playoffs. I know the most recent one I can think of is the Washington Nationals using Baby Shark. I think the Boston Bruins are going to use Barbie Girl and propel themselves to a Stanley Cup final. I'm convinced.
St. Louis Blues, Gloria.
Exactly. I'm convinced David Pastrnak has started something, missing the song Barbie Girl in the locker room while the team celebrated their Lake Tahoe win. Barbie Girl is the Boston Bruins song this year, and they're going to win a Stanley Cup, and it's going to be because of that song.
I like that.
Also, Jason Tatum had a really funny commercial with Draymond Green. The Bacon Tatum. I encourage everyone to watch it. It's very, very, very funny. I giggled at it when they played it tonight.
My final thought is educate yourselves, people. Go watch some Karl-Anthony Towns tape after you finish listening to this. Get your notes ready for when he's a future Celtic. And I'm not going to say I told you so, but
he's more likely to turn green than to wear green.
We'll see.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that wraps up episode 93, Boston's Big Three. Please join us here same time next week. pay our rent, something like that.
Yeah, for real.
Alexa, play Barbie Girl.
Oh no, please don't. Barbie, let's go
party. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I'm rich.
Grab the plastic. It's